Okay. The sugya of the iver is a yam, really. The whole Gemara is a yam, yam of Talmud, and the sugya of the iver has so much. The best we could do in a couple of days is just to scratch the surface. At least last week, Thursday, we went through a number of Gemaras that touch on the iver, so that will be helpful now. One of the main sugyas in Avodah Zarah, Daf Vav, establishes a principle for when you say Lifnei Iver. I'm talking about the Lifnei Iver, of course, of the Machshasam Baveira. We have the Lifnei Iver of Eitzara, we have the question of Pshutu Shel Mikra, which we discussed already. When we speak about Lifnei Iver, B'machshasam Baveira, the Gemara establishes a principle that the Iser only exists when it's the equivalent of Trei Ivri Dinara, which means that without you, the person will not be able to sin. And you are Moshit, the Gemara's Medayik, from the Lashon of the Braisa, Shilo Yoshit Adam, Kosher Yayin Lenazir, Yif Menachay Lebnei Noach. So you are handing it over, the Chepzer Shel Yisr. Without you, he would not be able to violate the Yisr. So there's a lot of things have to be clarified in terms of explaining the specific guidelines that fit into Trei Ivri Dinara versus Chad Ivri Dinara. Let's first point out something very interesting that many try to figure out how the Rambam holds on this issue. La halacha, it seems to be a mefurish gemara in Avodah Zarah, that the Yisr from the Iver is limited to what we call Trei Ivri Dinara. However, on the one hand, you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Rotseach. The Rambam seems to omit any requirement that it has to be a case of Trei Ivri Dinara. The Rambam says, in the end of Perek Yud Beis, V'chein Ko hamach shul iver b'davar v'hisiu eifse shein hogenes lo shechizek di obri aveira shul iver v'inero derech emes me'shtavis libo hareza ov b'lo sase. The Rambam codifies the Yisr from the Iver in terms of masi eifse shein hogenes, or he's mechazek di obri aveira, and he says that's a lav of Lifnei Iver. The Rambam does not qualify the Yisr of chizek di obri aveira. A person is an Iver that doesn't recognize the truth, he's blinded by his tivus. Ram does not qualify in any way by limiting the Issa to the case of Trei Ivri Dinara. Right? There's no mention of it at all in the Rambam. Now, not everyone assumes the Rambam doesn't accept it. I mean, if you go back in your packets to the Rambam Hilchos Nazirus, the Rambam mentions case of the Iver if Yimitami a Nazir. He says, Yimitami the Nazir, if the Nazir was amazed, HaNazir Lokev, Zeshetimo, Ovin Mishum of the Iver, Siti Mirsho. Again, the Ram doesn't mention Trei Ivri Dinara. Similarly, in Hilchos Kilayim, Hamabish, Perek Yud Aloch Lamed Aleph, Hamabish is Chaber Kilayim. Maya Lovish Mazid, Halovish Lokev, Almabish, Ovin Mishum of the Iver, Siti Mirsho. The Rambam just says mefurish that if you malbish the shatness on somebody or you metami a nazir, so separate from the iser and the maid, if the person himself was amazed, the Rambam says that you who are machshil the other one, you are violating the favor. No mention of Trei Ivri Dinara. In the Radvaz and Hilchos Nazirus, you will see that Mashikasav Rabbeinu in Perkei Alachachaf in Hilchos Nazirus, Mashikasav Rabbeinu Zeshet Tima Ovin Shem Ve'iver Hainu Dekar Trei Ivri Dinara V'hoshit Lo Esatuma Avim Hoi Esatuma Akum Shanaz Yachlu Tamis Atzmo Nehidim Esay Deyavera Avalo Avim Ve'ivis Vidim Lachsho. So he says explicitly Yadas Aramba that the din of Lifnei Iver, let's say by the case of Metame Esanazir, is only by Trei Ivri Dinara. He couldn't have gotten the Yavera without you. Again, but the Rambam is very sussum. The Rambam doesn't say it. So, the emphasis is, the whole marker for this distinction is Gemara Avodah Zarah. We have many Gemaras that mention Lifnei Iver, and seemingly, don't seem to limit it to the case of Trei Iver Denara. L'masha. Let's just mention some of the Gemara that we saw last time. Let's take a Gemara in the Dorim. Gemara Samach Beis in the Dorim. Samach Beis. Rav Ashi had a forest which he sold to a Beis Avodah Zarah, which of course means that they could use the trees, the timber, for the worship of Avodah Zarah. To which Ravina asked Rav Ashi, how can you do this? So he answers, well, Beis Masakin knew. It's not clear that they're going to use the wood for their worship. It could be used for just ordinary firewood. That was his teretz. Now, Chera, what was the kasha with Nei Iver? Is it really a case of Chad Iver Denara? So, in other words, they need to come on to Rav Ashi. They couldn't have done the Aveira of Avodah Zarah with wood that they would obtain elsewhere. Chera, the only wood in the world is Rav Ashi's wood. What does it mean? Chad Iver Denara, Trei Iver Denara. In other words, if you can do the Aveira without me, that's considered Chadev, that's considered Achadev Denara. You don't need me to be moshed it to you. The case in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Gemara says the case is he has already. Yisrael Didei, there's no Aveira. Bipashtus, Huadin, if you can get it easily, readily, in someone else. So Pashtus, that's the same thing. Although we may have to modify this in a little bit, but if that is assuming that that's the same thing as Chad Iver Denara, whether I have it or I could get it just as well in someone else, so then why does the Gemara seem to ask the Kasha, the Ravina, ask Rav Ashi, it's Lifnei Iver, which Rav Ashi had to answer, no, but it's not clear that they'll use it for the worship. They'll get wood somewhere else. So maybe this Gemara would be mashma against the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Issur Lifnei Iver is even in the case of Chad Iver Denara. One Gemara. Another Gemara. Let's go through some of those Gemaras that we saw. Avodah Zarah Chaf Beis. So we saw the case where you maskir a bathhouse to a Kusi, and we assume the Kusi is Jewish. Giri Emesim. And it says that the problem lies in the fact that it's Nikris al Shemo, who do Mulacha b'Cholomoid, and people assume it's the Jews' bathhouse that's being used Cholomoid. The Gemara says, Tepele Mishim Lufnei Iver, that he himself is violating Nisr. The Gemara answers, in Achanami, Chada v'od Kamar. There's really two problems here. Number one, Lufnei Iver. Number two, Nikris al Shemo. A dochik, right? It doesn't say because of Lufnei Iver. You have to assume that's already a given. Why don't you simply say that the case is that the Kusi has his own Sada, his own Merchatz. He could easily rent by somebody else. Achronim asked this kash. In other words, if you assume the rule is so clear-cut that Trei Iver Denara, Chad Iver Denara, so what's Gemara asking? You could get around the kasha by simply making the anukimta that it's not going to be Lufnei Iver because the Aveira, it's not necessary that he has to come unto me to do the Aveira. So why does Gemara right away assume it is Lufnei Iver, but it's also another issue? Again, maybe this would imply that the Gemara in Daf Vav is not necessarily the mainstream view. There's one Gemara. At the end of the day, it's one Gemara. Similarly, go to Chul in Daf Zayin, right here, Zayin and Beis. Again, we saw this Gemara, the interaction between a Pinchas ben Yair and Rebbe. When he comes back to the house, Rebbe wants him to eat there, and he finds these mules that are very dangerous, and he says, I can't eat here. Malach HaMavis in the house. See, so Rebbe says, I'll get rid of them, and I'll sell them. So he answers, you can't sell them. It's an issa for you to have it in your house, it's an issa for them to have it in the house. So why not answer? But these people, these potential purchasers, they can get it elsewhere. Again, assuming that chadiv dinarit means whether they have it already or they could easily, just as we easily get it. So it's a simple way to answer. That's not a lufnei iver. More doesn't, just, as a matter of fact, says lufnei iver. So chayr again, it would say, it's mashma from this gemara. It doesn't matter. Chadiv dinarit, chadiv dinarit, it's all the same lufnei iver. Right? Again, these are all various diukim. Yeah, the emes is maybe this gemara you could wiggle out of, because at the time that we read the gemara, we were matziah chidush. Maybe the lufnei iver here is the lufnei iver of grum ben nezikin, not the lufnei iver of machshav ba'aveira. Since the very case is these mules are mazik, so to pass on a davar mazik to another party, it's lufnei iver siti michshon, since I'm causing them potential harm, not that I'm machshav them in the iser of the raisa of losasendam v'sachano. It's ki'ilu, could have been I'm giving them a cheeseburger, giving them a nazir yayin. I'm giving them these mules that you're not allowed to own, so I'm enabling them to violate losasendam v'sachano. If that were the issue, then you could ask the question. Maybe it's considered chadur within Arab. They could have done it otherwise. It could have brought it from someone else. If you touch the lufnei iver of the lufnei iver of the pshuto shel mikra agedah, or eitzara, where it's like a grum benizikin, yeah, that's a chidush. Pashtus in gemara means lufnei iver of the iser of losas and damim. So again, so let the Gemara, let Rebbe defend it by saying it's chadiv dinar. Good. Again, the Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Hey. It's good. It's good. Chazar. We saw all these various Gemaras. So now we have the perspective. You know, do all these Gemaras fit with the rule of Avodah Zarah Daf Vav? That's what we want to understand. Bamitzia Daf Hey. The Gemara says that we all give our. And you can be sure that Rishonim and Achronim are all going to be asking, and you know, and giving Gemara. What about the rule of Chadiv Dinar? It's so clear. Use one Gemara to miyashav the other one. That's Hey in Bamitzia. The Gemara says that that a roeh is not going to use someone else's sheep to graze and steal from someone else. Hadidi hadi alma. He, for his sheep, he will steal, but not on someone else. Not for someone else. The Gemara says, what's the proof to that? Because how do we give our sheep to a shepherd? Where Gorim, the Michshol, he's going to be Michshol in Gezel when we give our sheep. I understand. He has other sheep. He can do it anyway. You don't need us. Mamish, it's mamish a case of chadiv dinar. What's the Gemara asking? Right? He has the opportunity to violate it without us. Dafka, a shepherd for sure, has other sheep. So how do you read this Gemara in light of the Gemara of Zadavav? So there is a way to assume for the Rambam, at least if you look at the Rambam in Rotseach, that ignores the klal of Chadiv Dinara, and so to the Rambam Kalayim and Naziris that we saw that makes no mention of it. One would maybe suggest that the Rambam dismissed the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the whole principle of Chadiv Dinara, the Rambam didn't accept, based on the preponderance of other sugyas that don't seem to mention it. So maybe would suggest that the Rambam does not accept the whole klal halach. That's an interesting possibility, but it's probably not true. Why is it not true? It's not true because the Rambam in another place does seem to adopt the rule of the Gemara. Where? Not explicitly in the Yad HaChazaka, but in the Pirsha Mishnayis. Take a look in the Pirsha Mishnayis and the Rambam to Trumas. The Rambam says, Perek Vav in Mishnayis Trumas, Mishnah Gimel. V'ha'ikar etzleinu, the Rambam introduces here lufnei iver. Look what he says. Ein shriach l'dvar avera, v'ha'osa avera ba'atzmo malkin oso. Fine. V'ha'masa oso, o machshilo, o mitzava olav, o ha'misayo l'dvar avera b'shum ponim, min minei ha'siyua, v'afil b'diburo ha'kal, hu nenash me'ashem izbarach, kifisha osa ba'osu siyua alachan. In other words, if you support someone else in a dvar avera, even in just simply through words, you get punished. But he didn't yet tell you what you violated, that you did something bad. Avo eino chayim mishamalkis min haniskarim lator. What do you violate? Zok the Rambam. Avo hu over ala kosuv. Sha'amar lefnei ivo sitim michshol. Im haya hu siba lavor ha'aveira. O over ala kosuv sha'amar tashis yadchaim rasha im siya lo oso over. The Rambam has seemingly two groupings. The Rambam says, if you in some way play a supportive role in someone's avera, you can be punished. You don't get malchus. But, the Rambam says, you violate lifnei iver if you're the siba lavo avera, or you're over al tashas yadchaim rasha im siya lo oso over. What is the Rambam breaking down? Two categories. The case where you're a siba lavo avera, that's lifnei iver. And if it's stam siyeh al oso over, the Rambam says it's atashas yadchan rasha. What can the Rambam mean when he says imhaya hu siva lavar vera? The pashtus, the Rambam must mean the Gemara Avodah Zarah davav. No, the Rambam doesn't use the words trev denara. The Rambam is clearly saying that if neiver is predicated on your being a siva lavar vera. Which means basically that you are the cause. It couldn't have been without you. Then the Rambam says, but there's another level, that even if you're not the Siva, but you still are Messiah. So this is what we have to look at also more carefully, that there's even in the case of what we could call Chadiv Denara, it doesn't mean that there's complete license to do it. There may be grounds to Aser separate from Lefneiver. That's the rule that we use often called Messiah Yidei Ovri Avera. That may not be an Issa Doraisa, that may be an Issa Rabban. The Rambam does quote a Pasuk Doraisa. We have to know what Misayeya is all about, and the parameters of Misayeya, and whether the standards of Misayeya versus Lifnei Iver. So we could assume there's a rule of Treyev Denara, Chadiv Denara, that's in terms of Lifnei Iver. But then even by Chadiv Denara, there's a notion of Misayeya. The Rambam doesn't calls Misayeya Al Toshes Yad Chaim Rasha. But Lamaisa, from this Rambam, it's a mefurish, kimat mefurish, that the Rambam did buy into the distinction of the Gemara. So whereas mitzad echad, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah did not seem to differentiate, calls it lufneiver. So we have to know what to do with the Rambam in Nizirus and Kilayim and in Hilchos Mitzayach. Good. Lamaisa, and the Gemaras that don't seem to mention it, you have to know how to answer all those Gemaras. But meanwhile, the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos does seem to accept the premise that if Lufneiver is only with your Siba Lavo Aver. Clear so far? Good. Let's look more carefully. L'maisa l'halacha, the principle of Chadiv Denara is accepted. Poskim do assume that Lufneiver is limited to a case of, like in Moraz Medaik, Moshit, where you need me to do the other. So what goes into that? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah uses the case of Chadiv Denara as the equivalent of he has another behemah. He has another behemah. What about... There's really two issues that I want to introduce, and they're intertwined. In a minute, you'll see why. But issue number one, what if it's not that he has it, but he could get it? With me? So I would think, and I've sort of been assuming until now, it's the same thing. But Lamaisa, the Gemara doesn't say that he could have gotten it from someone else. The Gemara says, my nafkamina is the iser gimu yam b'fnei edeyan mishum b'fnei iver or mishum harvacha, the isle behem l'di day. So harvacha you have, but b'fnei iver you don't, as Gemara goes on to explain. That it's considered like chadev denara. He has it. But what about if it, no, he has it. He has to get it. Is that also good enough to say that it's not called gufei iver. That's one ish. Correct? Second ish. And let's say I have a case of Charev Dinara. I have a case like he has a behemoth. Does that mean that it's mutter? Or there still could be another basis to ask it? Would it be mutter entirely? Those are the two nekudas that we have to begin to explore. Take a look at the Tosis on Vavam Beis. Minayin shelo yoshet adam kos yayin anazir. So Tosis first points out, Nira dehu adin b'chol shari surin. Lav dafka is a nazir. Elo lahakin nakad kos yayin anazir mishum demistama l'mishti kabayilei. Given the kuliyam of chamer shasu, everybody drinks wine. It was a beverage of choice. B'shem ha-shachach nizirusa. So therefore, there's a real mikshel here in the sense that he may very well forget and drink it. Avol Yisrael she'amar hoshet li nevelo chazi or shum iser. There, you won't have an iser mimoshet because everyone knows it's aser, and this Yisrael is assuming he's an observant Jew, and he knows obviously he can't eat nevelo chazir. In other words, in a normal case of a Yisrael who's not a mumah or anything, you don't have any reason to think he's going to actually violate the Yisr. There's no Yisr per se of being Moshe. But kos yayin l'nazir, it's easy to make a mistake and think you can drink the wine. After all, before he became a Nazir, he was drinking wine. The whole world drinks wine. He could easily forget that he's in the state of Nazirus. Therefore, unwittingly, he'll drink it. And therefore, if he says, pass me the cup, pass me a drink, that's why it picks kos yayin l'nazir, because it's very easy for him to drink it. That's therefore the iser lies in the mice of being Moshe, whereas an ordinary Jew says, pass me a piece of chazer, he doesn't tend to eat it. What about a case where you could suspect that the iser of eating chazer, he's like a mumer, he's a known violator? Avom yadua lo shirotza l'achlo, you know this iser is eager to eat a piece of treif, asur l'hoshet. Even if it belongs to him, but you are making it available. Okay. Ufize asa lahoshit lemumrim lavodis kachavim. Dvar Isur, Afa Pishahu Shalahem, Kadav Yadua Shiochluhu, Hu Nesalahem, Diki Yisrael Gomer Chashvinale. Very important rule of Tosis here. You're not allowed to be Moshit Dvar Isur to a Mumer, someone who eats treif all the time. Or he's a Mumer Lavadis Kachavim, he violates basic Averis. He's Ovid Abadazar. But nevertheless, Yisrael he is. And therefore, you can't be Moshe because he is going to eat it. He is going to violate these. So you have Tosis number one is saying that it's a Lufnei Iver even by Mumer. Keep that in mind. Tosis continues. All of this is when he could not get it without me and Lo Yoshid Lo, without my passing it to him. Lo Yoshid Lo Zaki. The Masak, the Kabbat, Tevid Nara. Nope. So from Tosis, there's a couple of things to pull out of this Tosis. Okay, first of all, the point is that if you don't assume the guy's going to violate the Yisr, I can pass him a Cheftish of Yisr. He's not going to eat it. If you have any reason to suspect he might eat it, well, so of course you can't. Tosis says even a Mumer is also usher to Machshel him b'Avera. But all of that is only when he couldn't do the Avera without me. In other words, if I could, I would be the Siba for his Avera, I can't do such a thing, even by a Mumer. What is the Mashmah from Tosis? That if it's possible to do the Avera without me, then I can pass him the Chazer. What happened to Misayaya? So keep this diuk in mind. It's maybe for tomorrow more, for the Shach, you have to look at what would Tosa say about the question of Misayeya? The Ram Kora Tashas Yad Chaim Rasha. You can't enable an Avera even if it's Chadav Edina. Tosa says it's Mashma, you could pass the Chazer to the Mumer if he could have got it by himself. So that was one of the issues that we put on the table, right? Two issues. Number one, if he can get it by himself without me, but he doesn't have it yet. And what if it's Trey Chadav Edinara, would there still be an Issa? And this tells Mashma there's no Issa. What about the other issue? If he could get it without me, but he doesn't have it yet. Take a look at the Mordechai. Page 48. Okay, see the Mordechai in Avodah Zarah, Shelo Yoshit, on this Gemara of Shelo Yoshit. Pasak who is he quoting? I'm not sure. What's the Sefer Lachas Dos? Could be, yeah, very possible. The Asalit in Yayin Nesach Lemumer. Similar to what we saw in Tosus a minute ago, right? A lot of things in Tosus before I did the Mordechai. You can give Yayin Nesach to a Mumer. The Ayi is the Mumer, after all. The Afa Bishachata Yisrael, like Tosus said also. But when is this true? The Dafka the Koy betray Ivid Denar. Same so far, exactly what Tosus says at the end. Continues the Mordechai. Gam mikan mochiach ken bahag demutar la'avosan bizman hazeh. Today you're not alone goyim money. Even though past this it should be usher, based on the mission of a desire. Afal pishe nosnin from the money minamos tikrobes avodis kachavim l'shamish b'yom chagam. Even though the money will be put to use to serve the worship of Avodah Zarah. So again, he works with money being usher as well, giving, providing the money. In other words, how much money are you giving them? What you're giving them, you're supplying the money that you're supplying for their, that they're going to use for their worship. They could have just easily gotten that money from some other guy. They don't need you for that. Figo hayinu malvim lehem. So our halva is not the seed of the avera. In other words, what is Mordechai saying? That it's considered to be like chadev denara. They don't need me. They have a true. I'm supplying the money, but they could have gotten it somewhere else. So this is the equivalent of having the behema. They could have gotten the money from someone else. V'chein Omer Rabbi Avia Ezri, B'sifro, the Ravya, Misham Aviv, that's Rabbeinu Yoel. Ravya is the son of, his father was of Yoel, and Ravya is the son. Lahatir, Lahalvo Salimko of Kachavim, Bigdei HaKomrim. Priestly vestments, but priestly in a sense of Christian, right? Lahavdil Elf Avdalos, what we have for ourselves, Bigdei Kahuna. So you can sell the priest uniform, or loan or sell. Shemiran nimbahem uvizkacham means they use it for their service when they sing in the churches. Kohecha di islam lekomim achrini. Afagab the borrower, the kano uvizkacham shari. What he's basically saying is, even though you're supplying it, but they could have got it elsewhere. So there's two chidushim, Rabbi say. In this Mordechai, you understand? Two chidushim. Number one, that the definition of chadev denara is not limited to the fact that they have it already, like the Lashon HaGemara was at Isle Bumayim Achriti, but it even extends to the fact that they could get it. Chidush number one. Chidush number two is that when they have a case of chadev denara, like a case which for Mordechai, it's called chadev denara, they can get it elsewhere, it's mutter. So one could have accepted chiddush number one and said chadev denara, it's called chadev denara because they could get it, but it's still asim mishum something else. And they say, yeah. He says you can loan them money, you can give them, sell them the uniform. So he's saying that charev dinara is mutter, and what it goes into charev dinara, the fact that he can get it. Take a look at the Meiri on the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Next page. Okay, the Meiri kosher umuter. Next one. Kol mashe nesa lanu mishum ufneiva sitim mechshel imhu rashoi likach mi oso dover bizula senu. Mutter lana lim karlo. See that? Meiri, mefurish. If he could get it from someone else, we may sell it. Shabbat ena mikshol babishalanu. Meata, mutter lana lim kar dover ha asalo, afapishulok halachila. Hoavu motse liknos bizula seinu. This is a mamish consistent with the Mordechai that we just saw. He says he can sell it. Interesting. He says he can't give it. You can sell it. Imu motse, because the alternative is for him to buy it. So you're giving him it for free. That's the point. If you could have gotten it as a gift from someone else in the stomach, you could give it as a gift as well. The imu motse b'mezuman below kinyan, here, mefurish. If he could get it for free, as long as the parallel option, he can get it with equal ease. So you could sell it, he could buy it from someone else, just like from you. So it's mutter for you to sell it. If you are going to give it as a gift, but he can get it for free somewhere else, weiter, it's mutter for you. The koshkein and mahayimei osadav of the other. Koshkein, which is the case the Gemara gave, he has it. So notice, the Meiri is on record. A rishon, the Meiri, like the Mordechai, that the klal of chadev dinar is not limited to that he has it. There's a koshkein to that. But if he could get it with equal ease. The pshat is, it's not called nesinas michshel. It says, what about the fact that this still should be us from on other grounds? So he says, and the Meiri opens the door a little bit to Aser, but he doesn't say clear cut Iser. He sort of makes it like a Midas Chassidus of kinds, a recommendation. Misrach misayeya. V'chein, mikol makom imena motzi el betorach asalam siho behazman. Then he says, and what if the alternative for him is a lot harder, it's not simple, then it would be us. So what the Meiri requires to technically be matarit is that he can get it with equal ease. For me, from someone else, it's not a big deal for him to get it somewhere else. I could give it to him as a gift. He can get it as a gift from someone else. He could buy it from someone else. There, to my samutter, but roi lehimana. Not saying mamishas. And he says, but if it's harder for him to get it to someone else, then it would be us. So there's a lot of achron, what a tshuva is based on this. This is where we start, the Meiri and the Mordechai. Now we can appreciate what the Ramah has to say here. Look at the Ramah. Yoredeya. Kuf Nun Aleph. Zakti Rama, Yesh Omrim, Chada Asa Limko Leem Dvarim Hashayachim La'avudasam, Hainu Dafka Im Ein Lehem Acherim Kayotzevo. It's only if they don't have their own already, that's based on the Gemara Budizar Davav, Yisluhu, right, for themselves. Oh, shelo yuchul liknos b'makom achir, or they have no other venue to buy it. Avot miyachom b'tis b'makom achir, muter limko lehem kol davar. Okay, so where's Ramah getting the psak of the mekilim that muter limkor? The mokor is of course the Mordechai. Yuchul liknos b'makom achir, muter limkor. That's the Mordechai. You have to know. We both say again. Chiddush number one, we already saw in the Meiri. But it's considered chayav nar, but what about misayeya? Doesn't seem to be mentioned. It's mutter. The yesh machmirim. Who are the machmirim? So maybe that's because of, you could say, two possible svaras for the machmirim, right? Because there's two chidushim implicit. One is that this is considered to be chadev denara. So yesh machmirim say, no, it's not. It's considered treyev denara, because as long as they don't have it, that's called lifnei iver. More likely what the machmirim are saying is that they don't deny the premise, number one, that it's considered chadev denara, because they can get it elsewhere, but they hold, but they're still usher because of misayeya. Forget lifnei iver. The Rambam would call that tashis vasha'ei. We could call it misayeya. Let it be the Rabbanan. The Meiri already says it's royally himana misrach misayeya. So maybe Yishmach misses it's misayeya. The Meiri, the Mordechai ignored that. Zok the Ramala halacha v'noagu lohakul kisvar rishona. The minig is to be meiko. However, the chobal nefesh yachmirat. So I say, the Yesh Machmirim, you could have thought that the Yesh Machmirim is because they deny the premise that you could consider this to be Chadev Denar because I could have got it elsewhere. No, they hold that it's Dafka, the case where I have it. That's what Moro was talking about. Chadev Denar means I have it already. But the fact that I could violate, I could get it from someone else, I could violate the Issa without you. But Lamaisa, right now, I'm supplying it. The fact, if I don't need you, period, I'm totally independent of you, I could do the Aver. That's the loophole of the Aver. If I have to come on to somebody, so Umais, I'm coming on to you. So that's an Isav of the Aver. When I was one could have argued that the only time you can consider Chadev Denar is like the Gemara's Lashin Avodah Zarah. Remember, the Makkah was Avodah Zarah Davav, that Isrei Behem Achriti. Who says that the fact that they could get it somewhere else, that's what we saw in the Mordechai and the Meiri thus far. So one could have argued on the first shita by saying this is considered lefnei iver the raisa because it's not called chadev dinar. Lamaisa, the pashtas of Yesh Machmir is not what I just said. Pashtas of Yesh Machmir agree to that principle that it is considered to be chadev dinar because I could have gotten it without you by going somewhere else to buy. However, it's still us because take lefnei iver out of the equation. There are other considerations. The Meiri already pointed out misayeya. The Meiri seem to say only as a chumra misayeh. Maybe they hold Yesh Machmirim that this is a real issur misayeh. That we have to see more tomorrow. Mr. Shem, more about the relationship between misayeh and lifnei iver. You see, so there could be a second tier here. There's lifnei iver, which has its rules, its guidelines. Trei iver dinar versus chad iver dinar. And then you have misayeh, the aver ver, that even if it's a chad iver dinar case, I could violate it without you. But Umaisa, if you are enabling me, then you're violating something also. Not a Isa derives of the Iver, Drabana possibly, if they say, yeah, the Rambam seem to refer to the Pasuk of Tashas Vashay. So that could be the Yad Yesh. But again, in the Mordechai, in the Ramah's first Pesach, there are two Chidushim. Chidush number one is in terms of the definition of Chadev Denara, that expands not only to the case, beyond the case of the Gemara where I have it, but the fact that I could get it. And number two, they hold that it will be mutter once I have chadev denar. So Yesh Machmirim argue. They hold, even if you grant me, it's called chadev denar. But it's still us there anyway. Mi'ikra din, we hold like the first shita, says Ramah, bal nefesh yachmir. Now, there is a Tosfos in Chagiga. We went through various gemaras, we pointed this out also. That the pashtus is a raya to the chiddush number one point, that getting it from someone else is also chadev dinar. It's not limited to the case where I have the behemoth already. I don't need you. Even if I need to come out to somebody else, it's called chadev dinar. I don't need you. I can come out to someone else. Because Tosfos in Chagiga after Yud Gimel asked the kasha on the Gemara that says that you're not allowed to hand over Torah, you're not allowed to transmit Torah to a guy because mishpatim bal yido. Fektos is who needs to come onto the pasuk mishpatim bal yidahum. Typically, that since the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a goy is not allowed to be osik b'Torah, osik goy is b'Torah chayiv misa. It says in Rasha kilas Yaakov, batrik ma'orasa ma'orasa. It's either a gather of gezel or a gather of arayis. However, the Gemara explains it two ways to understand it. But a goy is not allowed to learn Torah. Meila, if you teach Torah to a guy, you're violating the Fnei Iver. Just like if you give Avraham Nachaya ben Noach, you violate the Fnei Iver. So if you be machshir the guy in his Aveira, he's not allowed to learn Torah, it's the Fnei Iver. Zoktosis in response. Chacham Meiri, even if you have another guy, Shavotza Lelamdo, the Leiko Lefnei Iver. Kidamin Bevadazara, Hamosh Kos Yang Nazar, Ova Lefnei Iver, Vahani Mili, the Koya Treyva Denara, Shabalav Nisinaso, EF Shalaviwa Love, Abo Ilavachi, Ena Ova Lefnei Iver, Hachinami. I feel be Makam Shavika Chavim Acher, Rotza Lelamdo, the Leiko Lefnei Iver, Mikom Makam Asim, Shemagid Rabbi Yakov, Kum Shadizal, Sachan Chagoy, Shpatan Vaido. So Tosis equates the case of Trey of Chadev Dinara of Nazir, where there's no Lifnei Iver, where the coast is already right on his side of the river, he could just reach for it himself, with the case where there's another guy ready to teach him. So what do you see in Tosis? That the case of Chadev Dinara is not just that I can do it myself, I don't need anybody. Even if I need to come on to somebody else, but I only come on to you, I could come on to somebody else. That's also Chadev Dinara, and there's no Lifnei Iver. Mefurish and Tosis, like the first Chidush that we saw in the Mordechai and the Meiri. You ask me, what about Misayeya? Again, Misayeya, who knows? Maybe it's only Drabbanan. Magid Rabbi Yaakov could be already to be Kabbalah, Chveis. Not to be Kabbalah, exactly. I mean, from Ksuvim. But Umaysa, that's really not such a kash. Tos kash was only from Neiva, after all. But Tosis is saying that if Neiva, there's no Neiva, if I could do the Ave, if I could violate the Isser of Goy Osik Bator without you. So again, these are the two Nakudas that we are pointing out. In terms of the Hagdara of Chadev Dinara, and if I have Chadev Dinara, then what? So in the first sheet of the Ramah quotes, comes out Chadev Dinara includes being able to get it somewhere else. And in a case like that, it would be mutter to give to the guy, to sell to the guy. The Yesh Machmirim could have argued on one of two counts. Either that it's not called Chadev Dinara because Umaysa, I need to come out to somebody. And therefore, it's only in the case where I don't need to come into anybody that it's considered Chadev Dinara. And the second point that they can disagree on, and that's a chur what they mean, the Yish Machbirim, that granted it's called Chadev Dinara, but it's still Isurim, besides Lifnei Iver. From Tosis in Chagiga Yogimah, we see that the fact that you could do the Avera without the other guy, that's also called Chadev Dinara, and it spears the other ones a violation of Lifnei Iver. But here, there's a very interesting diuk that one can make. When Tosis gives the answer that it's not Lifnei Iver, you need to come on to Mishpatim Bar Yidoum, Tosis, because Hacha Mairi, the Ika Ovi Kochavim Acher Shavot Zagolamdo. The Tosis gives the case, there's another guy that can teach me. What's the diuk that you can make in this Tosis? Yeah, why is Tosis Ika Akum Acher? Tosis say Yisrael Acher. Whoever. Ika Acher. Whoever. Let it be Yisrael, be a guy. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Tosis doesn't tell you the guy. As long as somebody's out there that could teach the guy, he can get the Avera done without coming onto the Yisrael that's teaching. So the fact that he could get the Avera done through Yisrael Acher should be the same teretz. Why does Tosis need to be Akum Acher? So there's a very interesting Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech uses this Tosis as a raya to a Shita Mechudeshes. He wants to say like this. He wants to say a middle ground. We just said like this. Mitzad Echad, one could argue that the Chadev Dinara is only if I don't need to come out to anybody. I have the behemoth. You'll see soon in the Goyin, on the Ramah, he goes that way. On the other hand, you could say no. As long as I could do the Aver without you, that's already enough to save you from Lifnei Iver. Mishnah Mach wants to say something in a minute. If I can violate the Avera by taking action to go get it from somewhere else. So in theory, that's enough to save the one who's supplying it from Lifnei Iver. But if the way that I would be able to violate my Isser would be through another Yisrael violating Lifnei Iver, in other words, through coming onto another Jew, not through another guy. So there'd be Lifnei Iver regardless, that would not exonerate this Jew from his Lifnei Iver. You hear? Now, the Mishnah Melech you find in Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. I don't know if you have it here. I'm not sure if I can hear it. I would have wanted to. I don't know if I did, though. It's Perek Beis Halacha Dalet Mal Velove. Did I say it's Dalet Beis? What did I say, Dalet Beis? Yeah, Dalet Beis. He quotes, the Mishnah Melech quotes, the first piece of Mishnah Melech on Halacha Beis. The Rambam is talking about Iser Ribis, where, of course, that's one of the cases that was from the Messiah and Hey of Lifnei Iver. So he brings from the Sefer Pnei Moshe, I'm not sure who it is, that if the Love sees that the Malve would be able to loan Beribis the same money to another Yisrael, then this Love who borrows the money Beribis is not over Lifnei Iver. Even though, again, he might be over his own Yisurim of buying Beribis. But Lifnei Iver he won't violate because this guy was going to lend another Jew money. That's the Pnei Moshe says. What's his Raya from the Gemara Avodah Zarah? That there's no Lifnei Iver unless it's Pnei Iver Dinar. And since this Yisrael was going to loan another Jew the money, so he violated the Yisrael regardless, whether me or someone else, therefore I don't get Lifnei Iver when I'm Achshahim. I'm not the Siva. He would do it anyway. Zak the Mishnah Melech v'teima d'lo dami klal nazir d'shayni hacha d'ha Yisrael d'lifnei Iver lo haya nase im lo haya Moshe d'zeh hakos. If I would not pass the cup of wine to Nazir, the Issa would not have been violated. Ufiza Avim Hoshit Eina Over. The Issa of Ne'iva would not have been violated. He could have taken the coast himself. Avagabi Ribis, the Imloy Yerover Zer, Hayahalover Ha'acher Over of Ne'iva. So he would have the Lif Ne'iva. So if I beat, if I'm the one that beats him to it to borrow the money, I get Lif Ne'iva. The possibility of his Lif Ne'iva would not part of me from Lif Ne'iva. The shvil shel lover zeh lo niftam lufnei iver.